Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday. It's the 22nd day of December. We missed the equinox was yesterday. 22nd day of December, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, a low of 16. So, I mean, last evening when I went to take the garbage out, it was the thickest fog. I think either there was smoke from the fields are burning. We've had a lot of that, enough to choke you to death. Or it was goddamn just the foggiest day I've ever seen in Jellicoe. Anyways, we're going to take this short break and we'll be right back. And we'll go over to the alternate propaganda. No, the ultimate control opposition. No, we'll go over to the fucking other liars.
She said we couldn't do no wrong, no other love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my old blue dungarees, and I'll never go to Texas anymore.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's jump right over to the mainstream controlled opposition, fucking peer propaganda. We're going to go take a look. Revealed illegal immigrants being flown on commercial airlines are not subject to security screening like other passengers. And this one wasn't up this morning. I didn't get to read it, but I'm going to sure as hell read it now. And this is by the post-millennial Libby Emmons. Illegal immigrants apprehended at the border by border. They're not fucking apprehended. They're running up and grabbing a hold of the motherfuckers. They're not goddamn like arresting these fucking people or doing anything but assisting the goddamn invasion of our country and the taking of our fucking resources, people, by border agents, and are being transported via commercial airlines. Commercial fucking, I can't afford to drive across town and get fucking food, and these motherfuckers are flying on fucking jets. And they are not subject to the same vetting practices as other passengers. Of course they fucking ain't. This is a recolonization force of third world motherfuckers is what this is. The ghost flights, oh great, and unaccompanied minors facilitated by the Biden administration has been an open. It ain't just, they always want to put this administration, that administration. It's a fucking corporate mafia. There is no goddamn Democrats. There is no Republicans. There is no left. There is no right. There are no conservatives. There are no liberals. It's just there is no fucking law because we're not fucking enforcing it. And it is our fucking duty to do so. We are fucking, we're handing our children, our grandchildren, our progeny over to fucking goddamn child molesting fucking assholes that want to fucking kill them. They want to, they're committing genocide on us right fucking now as they are the fucking Palestinians. I mean, it ain't no big fucking deal. Have you got acclimated to it yet? Since early on the Joe Biden's presidency, but as the problem of illegal immigration continues to mount, the attempts to keep it under wraps are showing cracks. Fuck. So what? What are you going to fucking do about it? I'll listen to your fucking bullshit here, and then you tell me what the fuck you're going to do about it.
The vote.
Bilderberg is going to appoint the next bunch of pricks like they did the last bunch of pricks and the pricks before them and the pricks and the pricks and the pricks and the pricks before them. Got it? You fucking
vote.
You got no fucking rights because you too stupid to learn what they are and learn what your fucking jurisdictional authority is and act upon it and use that second article and take this fucking country back before it's too late. Ashley St. Clair and James O'Keefe held a public space and public spaces on Wednesday night, during which airline industry insiders and pilots shared their concerns and information about what's going on with illegal immigration and air travel. The spaces came after St. Clair noticed a large number of illegal immigrants on her flight traveling from Phoenix to New York City. St. Clair noticed that illegal immigrants carrying nothing but the bags provided by the processing centers, including the free cell phones, courtesy of the fucking American stupid motherfuckers who let their goddamn wealth be taken from them without lifting a fucking finger to stop it. Biden's nothing. He's a fucking meat puppet. Biden administration, she brought up her concerns to Delta during her travels, only to be followed by Delta ticket agents in what she said was an attempt to an intimidation. Well, of course. Fuck, what do you expect? Well, fuck, you people know where you're at. The illegal immigrants come aboard with nothing but what they've been given by border agents. St. Clair's also found out that many of them have no identification at all, and they are still allowed to board planes and travel domestically into the United States. This is not possible for regular passengers. You mean American nationals who own this fucking country? You... Oh. Yeah, that's right. It's being recolonized by fucking third world motherfuckers that intend to displace you and take every fucking thing you have and want your fucking children starve. The pilots revealed that these illegal immigrants are not subject to the same scrutiny screenings as commercial passengers. They do not undergo health screenings, and many of them are unaccompanied minors. The tickets are paid for by the government. No, by the fucking people. There is no government. There is no constitution. We never fucking granted them fucking permission to have a constitution. We never fucking ratified any fucking constitution. We granted them no fucking power. It's theft and fraud. But they are not vetted, and pilots have no idea who. Well, I guess who, that's where she stops. Delta, American, United, and Southwest are all airlines that have been named as those who transport Biden's illegal immigrants without properly vetting these individuals. We could go into discussion. I ain't doing it. One pilot spoke under a pseudonym and did not disclose the carrier he flies for, saying one of the most concerning things that's really come out of all of this is the amount of unaccompanied minors that are being flown around the country with what seems to be little oversight. Well, there's somebody to pick them up there and traffic them and make sure they're pedophile. Don't worry about it. He said that for the past year, it certainly has been increasing intensely. No shit. As recently as a few years ago, he told the 11,000 people who had turned in, we had, I think it was five or six unaccompanied minors that were illegal immigrants being flown across the country. I believe it was Phoenix where we picked them up, and they were going to, I want to say it was Charlotte, North Carolina, if I remember correctly. But the immigration is happening all over the country. No, I ain't seen it. Have you? You fucking walk out the door, you fucking trip over it. The motherfuckers are everywhere. This country, I bet there's more of them motherfuckers here than there is American nationals by now. And they ain't going to fucking tell you. They're not just being flown to New York. They're being flown to various cities, and not just flown, but also bused around the country, he continued. Now, why in the fuck would they do that? He said he speaks to numerous other pilots. We see the same thing. You see these people in the airports. It's not unusual to have, you know, several of them at least on a plane, especially when you're departing the Southwest, especially flying into different parts of the country. What's really alarming, he said, is the large amounts, the people that are coming across, the people that we're seeing are actually, you know, fighting age males. Wonder what the fuck they're bringing them in here for. I mean, this is shit. Is this not shit we've known for how fucking long, people? This is your goddamn, this is your CNBC, NBC, CNBC, CNN, and this is your fucking Fox News. This is your mainstream media. Took over your fucking internet. Took over the public fucking square. You're not seeing families. I've seen a few women and children, but largely it's males in their 20s and 30s. St. Clair was interested in, and why are they telling us this? I mean, and what do we, and you have, what should we do about this, huh? St. Clair was interested in what information the pilots are given about the illegal immigrants who they fly across the country. We know the screening practices really aren't up to par with that, what even other passengers go through, the pilot said. He said that he spoke to another pilot who witnessed individuals being put on planes after being removed from handcuffs just a few minutes ago, he said. I got off the phone and with a captain in another major airline, and he's talking about the deportees that he was taking back to, I believe it was Colombia, where they actually show up to the aircraft in handcuffs. And then they uncuff these folks, you know, and folks, are they? They don't know who they are. They sit them down a regular seat. There's no escorts, you know, no one there to keep an eye on them and make sure that they don't cause trouble. Well, you mean we're getting screwed in the ass? I mean, is that what the point here is? What about it? See what we got. Canada now has a record 2 million people a month eating at food banks. Well, that's what happens when they're going to starve your fucking ass to death. I mean, stop the fucking farming. Stop the fucking ranching. You know, the fucking goddamn pigs and the cows and the chickens and all that shit. Members of Congress are being blackmailed. Fuck no. You fucking fraudulent. And see, you have it right here in front of you. If you look at the fucking site, Fox News. So what here's what took over your goddamn, where we were tearing them fucking up with the goddamn alternate internet. Internet fucking sites. Here he is, right back in your fucking face. You turned the TV off to get rid of this motherfucker, and then you went to the fucking internet, and the internet was fucking, it took over. So they, here come the fucking Jews. Oi, bought it all up, and here these motherfuckers are, right in your fucking face again. I'm telling you, yeah, you goddamn right. Members of Congress are being blackmailed like son of a bitch. That's, you know, the, Klaus Schwab and the fucking super elite, they have fucking all these goddamn pictures of them fucking poodles, and they come up and whisper in their ear. That's why the Republicans ain't stopping this. Well, how come you're out there fucking poodles, you son of a bitch? Is your buddy fucking goddamn Trumpy? How many poodles has he fucked? Congress blocking Epstein client list because my colleagues are compromised, says Representative Burchett. Okay. By Baxter Dimitri, the people, the people's voice. Man, send them some fucking money. You know, you can hook up with these fuckers and make some fucking money, man. Maybe you get you a goddamn a fucking Ferrari or a fucking goddamn Lamborghini or, you know, one of these fancy cars, and you can have fucking sheepskin seats put on it and fucking shit. That's what these fuckers are all about. All this shit here is just mainstream fucking media. Took over the fucking internet like we told you they were gonna. And now this Congress is actively blocking the release of convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's client list because many members of Congress are compromised. Well, that's certainly a good reason. We do, I mean, right at lunchtime, you want to know everybody that's being a fucking pedophile, now would you? And found within the pages of the notorious pedophile's little black book, according to Representative Tim Burchett. Well, come on, do I get to read the fucking rest of it or not? Too many of my colleagues, I'm afraid, are compromised in this area for whatever reason. Then why isn't this completely fucking been stopped? Why hasn't the fucking military been called in and arrested the whole fucking goddamn Congress and seen who's been compromised and tell the fucking people? But because there is no goddamn Congress. There is no none of this shit exists because there never was a fucking Constitution. It never was. The people never ratified it. The fucking representatives of the aristocracies appointed by the aristocracies in the individual fucking states, they're the ones that fucking ratified the fucking Constitution, not the fucking people. They say they're acting on power that we granted, and we grant and grant them fucking shit. The only power granted was through the fucking Bill of Rights, the absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, ratified by elected representatives of the fucking people. It's the only law in this goddamn land, and we fucking know it. Explain Burchett during an appearance on Newsmax. Somebody has whispered in their ear, you don't want something to come out on something else. You better keep your mouth shut on this. And that's exactly what has happened. Well, you're telling us that the whole fucking Congress is being blackmailed. And, hey, let's have another election. What do you guys say? I'm going to vote. I'm going to hit my head with a bat and go vote. Because it's my right. My own right. It's my right. Fuck you. Obviously, the Congress has been compromised, and this country's on through the White House in this country, I think is what it's supposed to be, right in through the White House, through the Justice Department. Burchett continued, the trash can is very deep. It's not a swamp. It's an open sewer. And then they have a little clip here of Epstein. And they're telling you, I mean, they're admitting it. They're being blackmailed. I mean, they got pictures of them fucking poodles or whatever, you know, fucking other men. I mean, in the other little piece there by Fox, they talk about how this guy comes up and he fucking explains it that, yeah, they, you know, they go and they get you when you're out of town. And you know, if you're a pervert, a fucking man screwer, a fucking goddamn homo, some homo is going to approach you in the bar, or some pretty girl, if you fucking like the girls, maybe some real young girl, and you're going to end up in getting pictures of your fucking ass. I see even poodles and chickens. Representative Burchett claimed good conservatives are voting for crazy stuff in Congress because they are sex tapes on them and they are being blackmailed. They're good conservatives, though, but they've got sex tapes on them and they're being fucking blackmailed. That's a good conservative. And there are no conservatives. There are no liberals, remember? There just ain't no fucking law because we're not enforcing it. The Tennessee Republicans' comments echo those made by former Representative Madison Cawthorn, Republican New York, last year that left him primaried by his own party. Butchett explained that the powerful people who write the big checks are behind blackmailing schemes to protect their portfolios. You're out of the country or out of town, or you're in a motel or at a bar in D.C. and whatever you're into, women, men, whatever, dogs, chickens, comes up and they're very attractive and they're laughing at your jokes and you're buying them a drink. Next thing you know, you're in the motel room with them naked. Next thing you know, it's what it says, you're about to make a key vote. And what happens? Some well-dressed person comes up and whispers in your ear, hey man, there's tapes on you, out on you, or we're you in a motel room or whatever with whoever, and then you're like, oh, and they said, you really ought not to be voting on this thing. And they know this. We know this. And you people, are you stupid fucks going to go out there and play this fucking, keep playing this game? Are you going to stand up and put these motherfuckers up against the goddamn wall? They're fucking traitors. They're fucking goddamn deviants. They're fucking pedophiles. They know what to get at, Batchett said, of the wealthy Americans who are pulling the strings he had depicted. You know, if it's women, drugs, booze, it'll find you. Batchett was speaking with host Benny Johnson, who had brought up Senator Marsha Blackburn's request for the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs and clients list to be released, only to be met with silence. Shouldn't they have to tell you who the blackmailers have the are controlling? I mean, but it ain't even a Congress. It's a goddamn, it's a corporate motherfucking communist fucking committees. That's what you have in this country. That's all you have in this fucking country. The straight shooting Republican. Oh, here we go. Straight shooting Republican, by God. One of the eight who ousted former Speaker Kevin McCarthy also acknowledged Kevin Spacey's House of Cards was more like a documentary on D.C. Than fiction. Last year in March, Cathro drew gaffes in Congress and was reprimanded by then Speaker McCarthy for claiming he had been invited to cocaine and sex orgies. Cawthorn later lost a primary. No, everything's great. You should go vote. I mean, goddamn. You want to change this? You want to fix this? You got to get better people in there. People who, well, I mean, you got a choice between a heterosexual or a fucking poodle fucker, I guess. I mean, lesser of two fucking evils, lesser of two pedophiles. That's what it's come to, and you're still fucking participating in this shit, and I'm still reading it here. And this article coming out, does it mean a goddamn thing? Does it mean anything's going to be done about it? No. It's just business as usual, and this is to entertain you. This is so I can sit here and read you, and you can get, John, you know what? Hey, guys, I'm going to do it again. Ready? Are you ready? I condemn this. The sexual perversion that goes on in Washington, being kind of a young guy in Washington here, where the average age is probably 60 or 70, I look at all these people. A lot of them I've looked up to throughout my life, then all of a sudden you get invited to like, well, hey, we're going to have a kind of a sexual get-together at one of our homes. You should come. Like, what did you just ask me to come to? And then you realize they're asking you to come to an orgy. Well, of course they are. This is the, I mean, people talk, oh, the fine fucking son of a bitches. I mean, they, oh, by the way, when they get off the podium, before they get off the podium, they will say, God bless you and God bless America. It should make you feel a whole lot better about yourself for being stupid enough to go for this fucking, or cowardly enough. It's more cowardice than stupidity. We know this shit's going on. We've known it's been going on for a long time. How many years I've been talking about the poodle fuckers? What else we got here? Has a silent depression already started in the United States? We have been in a deep, 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 deep depression since 2008, and we've been screaming it here in the trenches. We know what's going on here. The thing is, people, we know, we understand what's happening here, and we're running out of fucking time. I mean, you know, I did my conspiracy thing at the beginning of the week, and, you know, we got inundated, like 3 fucking hours and 30 minutes, and then another 2.5 hours I seen Galen was talking about it. You don't got to watch all that shit. It validated what I said. It's in the fucking food chain. My question is, how does it fucking correlate with what they're doing with fucking COVID? And here's what I'm thinking. You know, fucking what's right beside Japan? Oh, that's right, fucking China. Now, he said when that plume went up, it fucking went all the way around the planet. It would have been the most dense going over fucking China. And he said it was hitting all the bugs and all the fucking trees, every fucking thing. So what comes out at night needs bugs? Oh, fucking bats. And now they try to sell you on this Wuhan fucking flu shit that come from fucking bats. Well, now we know COVID-19 does not fucking exist. It was never fucking, what the hell do they call it? It was
isolated.
Yes. It was never fucking, say it again. Sorry.
Isolated.
Isolated. That's it. It did not exist. So what the hell is the deal with the fucking bats? Because the bats would have been the first one, because they come out at night, and you know what they do? They fly around, they eat bugs. They would eat the hottest radiated fucking bugs of all the fucking things, and the ones that ate the most would have been right there in fucking China. So maybe after all these years, I mean, I actually noticed there were less bugs out. There was less mosquitoes, less flies. There was less bugs everywhere, all the way around. But the thing is, the ones that survived, these bats that have survived for 13 fucking years, there's some kind of, I think they took them to look for what immunity was keeping it from killing them. And then they fucking developed a serum that would fucking take care of that, get rid of that immunity. Because what does the fucking kill shot do? It gets rid of your fucking immunity. And then the fucking shit can attack you, stop your fucking heart, shut down your kidneys, shut down all your vital functions, and kill you. I mean, that's a thought. I mean, it sure makes more sense than fucking, coronavirus. Oh, we got the flu. And if you think about how this world has fucking changed since that word came out, coronavirus, which has been on the back of Lysol cans since about fucking the 40s. I mean, come on, people. All right, let's see what else we got going here. Has a silent depression already started in the United States? It has been going on. We have been in a deep, deep depression since 2008, and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And all the people out on the street, they'll show you the fucking ones sticking needles in themselves. They'll show you the trash that they brought in, but they don't show the regular folk. You know, the people living with their children under fucking highway underpasses and fucking in tents in the wintertime, dirty, hungry, while they're fucking sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine, to fucking goddamn Taiwan, to fucking Isbury fucking hell. And for what? Oh, well, that's right, to kill babies. We're paying to kill babies while they're killing babies here by starving them to fucking death. The Biden administration and the corporate media are telling us over and over that the economy is just fine. But the term silent depression has been going viral. I ain't seen nothing silent about it at all. Everybody fucking here knows you're in a fucking depression. Go to the fucking store. Housing, vehicles, food, and just about everything else that we spend money on is in far more unaffordable today than it was during the Great Depression of 1930. A realtor in Florida named Freddie Smith posted a video on TikTok with some absolutely startling numbers about the cost of living in the United States today, and that it is what started the silent depression. It ain't silent. Fuck you! How many times have we scream? We all scream about it. I hear people every day fucking scream. It ain't fucking silent. We're living it, and you think we're not bitching? I mean, it's one thing the people can get done. They can't get on that one goddamn page and get rid of this motherfucking shit, but they can bitch, and they will bitch. TikTok user Freddie Smith, a realtor based in Orlando, posted a video in September claiming that the U.S. economy is in what he calls a silent depression. Fuck you. In the video, which has amassed nearly 800,000 likes, Smith compares the average 2023 salary and basic costs to those of the Great Depression to highlight the growing cost of living crisis in the country. If you look back to the Great Depression, the house was only three times the average salary. Now it's eight times the average salary, Smith said. The car was 46% of the salary. The car today is 85% of the salary. And here's the craziest part. The rent was 16% of the average salary. It is now 42% of the average salary. That's too many percentages. That goes way over 100, don't it? Of course he is right. There is a reason why 62% of the country is currently living paycheck to paycheck. The cost of living has become incredibly oppressive for most Americans, and nobody can deny the reality. It's come to that point for sure. We are officially, we're silent. How's it? 800,000 fucking people. I don't think it's silent. Everybody I talk to says, look at this fucking shit. Look at it. It's tripled. It's doubled. When Whoopi Goldberg declared that millennials just need to work harder, you fat fucking whore, you fucking worthless coke junkie bitch, you fucking cunt, you fucking parasite, go fuck yourself, because you were taking everything you got when this shit goes down, you fucking treasonous whore. During one of her crazed rants with Grant, Smith followed up with another video about the rising cost of living. Many Americans are working as hard as they can, but they keep falling farther and farther and farther behind. That's what I fucking see. That's what I fucking know. But we aren't supposed to talk about what is happening. No, don't want to do that. Shit, you live in it. We are just supposed to pretend that everything is just wonderful. Merry fucking Christmas. And now the corporate media has been putting out lots of articles attempting to debunk Smith's video. It was an example. I know how are you going to debunk what we fuck when you walk in the goddamn store and you bought the same thing for fucking years, the same exact fucking things. And you see the fucking jump in the fucking price from 2/3 to a half to a whole fucking goddamn doubling of the fucking price. I seen it the last month, and I'm seeing more of it every time I go to the fucking store when I can afford to. Any nation from TikTok, from TikTok that life was better in 1923 than it is now is divorced from reality, said Columbia Business School economics professor Brett House. No, when you look at the Depression, when they show the goddamn films of the Depression, they show you in the cities. They don't show you the whole fucking scope of things, and they show you things like goddamn Grapes of Wrath. But yeah, it is fucking worse. It makes it look like a fucking goddamn, I don't know, let them eat cake party. So what is the truth? Are we in a silent depression or not? How stupid do you fucking think we are, and why are you even asking that fucking question, you goddamn shill? Let's take a look at a three-week key areas. If honest numbers were being used, they would show the GDP growth has been negative for almost the entire time that Joe Biden. Don't talk to me about Joe fucking Biden. You're acting like there's single people that there are fucking like this fucking dumb fucker. He's a dumbass. You're trying to fucking divorce people from the reality. This is a cabal. This is an international corporate mafia. The decisions are made by the fucking Bilderbergs, not Joe Biden. That son of a bitch can't fucking keep from shitting himself. Has been in the White House. That would indicate that he could be a goddamn time marker. That's about it. That would indicate that we are at least experiencing a recession. Fuck you. It's a fucking deep. It's a depression that's been getting deeper since 2008, and you fucking know it. And if honest numbers were being used, they would show that the unemployment rate is in this country is sitting at about 25% right now. Oh, no, it ain't. And we're not pumping millions of fucking illegals in so they can fucking work whatever fucking peon fucking jobs are going to be offered. They'll do what you'll do for a fucking, whatever it is, you know, for $3 an hour, that's fucking a dollar more than, or $2 more than they were making in Mexico or wherever the hell they came from. Needless to say, that it is absolutely horrible, and if the rate of inflation was still calculated the way that it was back in 1980, it would still be in double-digit territory, even though it has come down a bit. No, it hasn't. You're a lying motherfucker. You are a lying motherfucker, and this is, though it's come down a bit. See, this is your propaganda put into this goddamn so-called alternate media, this fucking Fox, this CNN, the CNBC. That's all you can fucking see on the goddamn internet now. We had a free fucking net. We would tear this fucking thing apart with goddamn articles showing the goddamn truth. They do not want you to hear the truth. These fuckers will tell you they want to tell you to hear the truth, then they'll turn around and fucking lie to you. The official numbers that the government gives are designed to make us feel good about things. No shit. It don't make nobody feel good because we're not that fucking stupid. I go outside and it's dark and you tell me the sun's shining. You're not going to make me feel good that it's daylight, you dumb motherfucker. It's not making nobody feel good. Nobody's fucking buying it. No fucking body's buying it. But at this point, things are so bad that the charade is falling apart. Is it really? Would you just get off the fucking potato truck yesterday, you stupid son of a bitch? We've been watching this and reporting on it all the fucking way down the line since it began. It certainly feels like a silent depression. It ain't no silent depression. Is that the buzz word they gave you, or the fucking slogan they gave you? If you want to keep your fucking wallet fat and drive that fucking Porsche and have those fucking goddamn sheepskin fucking seat covers you want, you motherfucker, you propagandist shill piece of shit. If you just got laid off from your job, and if it certainly feels like a silent depression, they're pushing that silent depression. That's when you know you're being propagandized. That's when they're trying to global shit on you. There ain't nothing silent about it. It should be deep depression, deep and deepening depression that has been here since 2008, and it's fucking getting deeper every fucking day. And you ain't going to tell a goddamn man who fucking can read and write and ain't fucking stupid, has brain gray matter between his fucking ears, anything different. Shove your silent depression up your fucking corporate ass. What fucking site is this? I want to see what it is. Zero Hedge. Why fucking not? Of course it is. I gotta find my place. I had to go up there and look. I'm close. Here, millions of Americans strapped with student loan debt are still not paying their bills after a three-year payment hiatus ended this fall. Federal student loan payments retarded at the beginning of October after President Biden, he ain't no president, he's a fucking meat punk, but this is fuck country's being run by King Chuck and his motherfucking esquires. Remember that. And that motherfucker's going down hard. You got that, Chucky? We don't fucking feel fear when we see a fucking asshole with a fucking crown on. We want to shove that crown down to his fucking ass. You understand that, motherfucker? Declined to extend the pandemic area pause that first began in March 2020 under his predecessor from President Donald Trump. Oh, you got to have your toys. Got to get that politics in there, because you're going to go vote with my right, my vote. We're going to change. Yeah, we're going to change. Yeah, you bet you are. However, 40% of the 22 million borrowers who had bills due failed to make payments as of mid-November. Lazy son of a bitches just won't work. Wait a minute. What the fuck? How many fucking illegal aliens did you pump into this fucking country? Your recolonization force. How many people's jobs were taken by fucking goddamn foreigners? Because, you know, about last month when I went into the goddamn pharmacy to get my medications, everybody in there could speak fucking English. Everybody was just looked like normal. The last time I went, I had to go about a couple weeks ago for one that falls in that time period. And I go in there, and there was one person in there, and I swear I'm sitting there going, what? Well, I could not understand a goddamn word she was saying. She was speaking more Spanish than fucking English. That's what's going on. That's why nobody can, that's what we, just deepening your depression. Throw every motherfucker out of here, these fucking so-called asylum seekers that have come here to take from Americans without due process of the fucking law, and throw their fucking asses out, and you just watch this fucking country just explode with goddamn wealth. Stop the export of our goddamn crude oil. Bring it back and tell these motherfuckers, if you want the fucking oil, it will be produced here in the United States, and you're only going to make 30 fucking percent on the goddamn deal. You got it? And they will do it because it's money. And we'll be paying about a quarter a gallon for fucking gas that we're paying goddamn near $5 a gallon for. That means that 9 million Americans who have payments due are not making them. They cannot, not making them, can't make them. And it certainly feels like a silent depression. See, it is. How many times he said that in this fucking article, people? That's when you know you're looking at solid propaganda. Fuck you and fuck Zero Hedge. You're a goddamn shill site, and you make me want to fucking puke. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back. I got to get something to drink here, man. Whew. All righty.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old mountain dew.
Oh, they called it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refused it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle, welcome to the jungle, welcome to the jungle, it's gonna bring you down.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 4:48 Pacific time, and of course that was fucking Guns N' Roses is Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And that, like that last article. How fucking stupid do you think we are? She's silent, mother. I mean, that's something they're trying to put. Oh, nobody knew about it all. And all, you know, that's the kind of shit they use. The silent goddamn depression. There ain't nothing silent about it. It's screaming in your fucking face. People are fucking, I mean, what the fuck is Christmas any goddamn more, people? You tell me. The economy is in good shape. Why are Americans becoming homeless at the fastest pace ever on record? Well, because the fucking you're moving about 10,000 motherfucking foreign invaders in here every day, and the government's fucking, well, not the government, the fucking people's resources, because there is no fucking government. It's a corporate fucking mafia. The corporate fucking mafia is taking the wealth of this fucking country, and they're buying them fucking $700 a day. Or they're buying whole fucking hotels and turning them over to the motherfuckers. While our people sleep on the fucking street that they owe $100,000 for Social Security. We talked about that yesterday. That's fucking why. They're not homeless. These motherfuckers come here from... Damn, we got... I'm telling you, we got like fucking... If you got time to look at the fucking videos. I knew what WEF were behind this society undermining agenda of trans... Oh, fuck you, queer. Scientists warn doing your own research is dangerous and turns people into conspiracy theorists. And that's one I want to hit, but just a second here. Israeli firm pitches beachfront real estate in leveled Gaza. They're already fucking lambing. They're laying out the plan. It is so blatant. Michigan parent sues school district for gender swap. I mean, it's just the daily fucking thing. Fighting age males from China are becoming the biggest population of illegal immigrants in the United States. What do you think that fucking means, people? You're going to fucking fight? You're going to wait until they're going to kick your fucking ass just because they so out fucking number you. You should have never let them get past the fucking goddamn beach. You should have never let them get out of the fucking airport. You never should have let them cross that goddamn line in the south or that goddamn line in the north. You stupid son of a bitches. More and more of you are going to have to die. And they're killing you off already, man. I mean, there's a big kill off going on and you fucking know it. And meet your new neighbors. They don't pay taxes, don't pay for rent, and don't work. You will be paying for it. They come from places that are hotbeds of crime, violence, and jihad. Of course, they fucking do. U.S.-Mexico border, and they're showing it, and this guy's talking to them. Oh, all these people from all these, they're just walking. Oh, they're being apprehended. That's right. They're being arrested and taken over and fucking the National Guard for fucking Texas when you phony motherfuckers trying to pretend like you're trying to stop this shit. Your fucking National Guard's pointing fucking M16s at anybody that gets close to their fucking goddamn invaders that they're fucking assisting. And the next one here is just in mass crossing of illegals recorded in Eagle Pass, Texas. The influence has been almost constant for the past 48 hours with no end in sight. Good job there, Abbott. You got them motherfuckers stopped, you little phony son of a bitch. You pretend son of a bitch. That's right. It's a fucking fake selection year. Breaking. And they got Epstein there. The complication figures including a complication of prominent political figures, including King Charles, Tony Blair, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Justin Trudeau, Boris Johnson, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and others using the WEF's Build Back Better slogan in reference to Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. It's just like that propaganda we was talking about there, saying it over and over again, the global's fucking goddamn propaganda, right? 33 people you didn't know were in the World Economic Forum, and you can go look it up if you want. TST members across Michigan united to create their state capitol holiday display lasting. TST candidate congregation crafted the goat with help from TST West Michigan, TST Detroit, and this has nothing to do with Christmas. This is satanic bullshit. I mean, I'm no Christian or anything, but I mean, that's the, if you went and if not, if a fucking synagogue gets a fucking swastika painted on the door, whoa, stop the fucking presses. Somebody needs to die. But you go and you do this kind of shit, you know, like move nativity scenes and put up your goddamn satanic shit. Anything to ruin our fucking culture, people. They are going to fucking do it. Make you no mistake. Where was the one I was missing? No. Oh, yeah. Scientists warn doing your own research is dangerous and turns people into conspiracy theorists. This is by who did this? Baxter Dimitri. Oh, the people's voice. The people's voice. I'm going to show you some fucking propaganda. People who do their own research are likely to reject the mainstream narrative and are far more likely to believe so-called conspiracy theories, according to a new research published in the science journal Nature this week. And these guys think they're really fucking good. According to the new research, people should be discouraged from doing their own research and must be encouraged to accept the official narrative presented by the mainstream media. The four most dangerous words are do your own research. Okay. Said Craig Shaw, a professor of information science at the University of Washington. It seems counterintuitive because I'm an editor and we encourage students to do this. The problem is people don't know how to do this. We don't know how to do refucking search. We just did some research on fucking Fukushima and found out that that the goddamn radiation is deep in the fucking food chain and getting deeper every day. And we've got some fucking theories about the bats and this COVID shit, which I think is an accelerant. They took the bats that fucking survived and they found out they mixed up a concoction that would make their immune system shut down and let it go ahead and kill them. And then they didn't even stick it in a fucking rat and started poking it in it was cleared. Operation Warp Speed by fucking Donald Trump. Don't you remember? In other words, the elites want us to trust the mainstream media implicitly and stop asking questions or researching anything on our own because we don't know how to do this. What do you mean you don't know how to do it? What is research? You go and you fucking look at different sources and find out if you can see it happening. Somebody got a picture? Joshua Tucker, co-author and co-director of NYU's Center for Social Media and Politics, told Vice Motherboard about the research. The question here was, what happens when people encounter an article online they're not sure of, if it's true or false, and so they go look for more information about it using a search engine? You see exactly this kind of suggestion in a lot of digital literacy guides. Tucker explained that the research team was interested in understanding how people verify breaking news that has just happened and has not yet had a chance to be verified by fact checkers like Scopes or PolitiFact. Fuck you, Scopes, you lying son of a bitches, you fucking shills, you fucking commie motherfuckers, and fuck you, PolitiFact. You're the same fucking shit. You're fucking propagandists. You will fucking goddamn face the justice, just like they did in Nuremberg, you son of a bitch, only it's going to be in the United States in a common law court, and we're going to hang your ass out on the fucking lamppost. The first experiment of their study, which began in late 2019, and some 3,000 people across the U.S. evaluated the accuracy of news articles that had been published in a 48-hour period about topics like COVID-19 doesn't exist, vaccines do not exist, it is a biological kill agent by their own admission, but they had to throw it in there, COVID-19. What is COVID-19 if it's never been fucking isolated? And it's not a fucking virus. What is COVID-19? And what is that? What is that vaccine? It ain't a vaccine. What's in that? You know, that stuff that turns your own immune system against you so that you can be fucking, you die real easy so that your own immune system kills you. The Trump impeachment proceedings and the climate events. Some articles were collected from reputable sources. I love that. While others were intentionally misleading, half of the participants were encouraged. And who's deciding what's misleading? Who is deciding who's a reputable fucking source? You see where this is going? See how this fucking propaganda works? Misleading. Half of the participants were encouraged to search online to help them vet the articles. At the same time, all of the articles were given a true or false or misleading or could not determine label by professional fact checker. What is a professional fact checker? It's some son of a bitch that goes and researches the goddamn subject and comes up with the goddamn conclusion that the best conclusion he can come up with proof. People who had been nudged to look for more information online were 19% more likely to rate a false or misleading article as fact. How do we know what articles you use? You're not even talking about them. You're saying 19% were more likely to rate a false article. Who declared it false? See, we see that's propaganda. That's the people's voice. You fucking cocksuckers are not slick, not one fucking bit. Rate as false or misleading article or fact compared to those who weren't encouraged. You see, they just throw shit in there like that. They were using true articles. According to who? I want to know what these fucking articles are, and I want to know what you're saying is true. You're up here talking about COVID-19 vaccines. You know better than that, don't you, motherfuckers? You know they know better. There they are perpetuating the fucking lie. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it ain't a fucking vaccination. It's a biological kill agent, probably from fucking bats at Wuhan fucking lab. That they were researching the ones that lived that ate the fucking radiated bugs from fucking Fukushima. Who knows? The only way we find out is to take this fucking country back, do our fucking duty, and then we'll fucking ask these motherfuckers and, well, we'll give them a little enhanced interrogation. I mean, I thought it was really weird a while back when they put the goddamn Masonic little ritual up there where they go, you told the secrets of a master mason, and they show that, like, they're killing him. You know, like it was a threat they're putting out there. You know, motherfuckers, you're going to tell us everything we want to fucking know. I guarantee motherfucking it. You fucking, you know, you're going to tell. You're going to tell us everything. And then when we understand all the fucking facts, we're going to see how you fucking are trying to save yourselves while you kill the rest of us. Take every bit of the fucking resources to save the same motherfuckers that caused the fucking deaths. The same motherfuckers that caused Fukushima. Why is that fucking goddamn TEPCO still in fucking business if it's been pumping out goddamn radiated water for 13 fucking years? How in the fuck could it still be in business? Wouldn't it have been sued out of existence by now? Of course not. Because there is no fucking law. That's what we're trying to tell you here. That's why we need our fucking Bill of Rights. That's why we all got to get on the same fucking page, or we can't get these motherfuckers. We can't find out the truth. Maybe if we find out the truth in time, we can save more of our fucking people. What do you think? People who had been nudged to look for more information online were 19% more likely to rate a false or misleading article. Who's declaring it false and misleading again? This is proper fucking ganda, people, as fact compared to those who weren't encouraged. See, they're mixing two fucking subject matters here. 19% were more likely to rate a false or misleading article. Who's saying what is the article that was false and misleading, and that these people misinterpreted? You don't say, do you? Propagandists, people's voice propaganda, people's voice propaganda. As fact compared to those who weren't encouraged in four. Other experiments, which ran between 2019 and 2021, researchers found that even if people had initially rated an article as misleading, roughly 18% of them changed their mind and said the article was true after searching online, compared to just shy of 6% changing from true to false. Well, but yeah, I bet you they did. You know, you throw out your goddamn propaganda and you go research it and you find out, fuck, it's all a fucking lie. It's a twisted fucking piece of propaganda ministry of lies. And that's what you're a part of, people's voice. Go give them some fucking money. They need Ferraris, people. This held even if the articles were months instead of hours old, or if the news was well covered, like the COVID-19 pandemic. So you're putting this in your goddamn articles. You know it don't fucking exist. You are perpetuating a fucking lie. You are nothing more. You're nothing more than fucking propaganda, a fucking controlled opposition. And you make me want to fucking puke my guts up. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this shit for my fucking day. And we'll be back on Tuesday. And I'm going to do it in spite of hell. Merry Christmas. And, you know, you And Galen was talking about 5 hours to watch. I don't watch all that shit. We proved our fucking point, and this is not going to be turned into a Fukushima site for one fucking person. Forget it. Anything else comes up that's over an hour and a half, it ain't going on the fucking site. I proved my fucking point. At any rate, spend the time with your children and your grandchildren, man. It's precious. You might not know just how fucking precious it is. Anyway, you guys have a nice weekend and the best Christmas you can. Be as close to your family as you can. That's all you can do. That is the word from the trenches.
Man, hey, have a good weekend, brother.
I have done
Thanks, brother.
All
you
I can
do the
do.
Same.
Cookies!